Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting for Wednesday, January 8, 2012. It is now 8:51, and the meeting is now called to order. I'm Nia Bediaco, and the Chair and the Secretary, Teresa, will call the roll, please.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me. Today is the 18th. All right. Teresa Allen is present. Nia Bediaco?
Present.
All right. Lydia Brazon?
I'm here. I'm going to mute, and then as soon as I get in the house, I'm going to get on my landline. Okay.
All right. Afia Wangaza? I don't hear Afia Wangaza. Marcel Reed? Marcel
here.
Reed?
Here.
Thank you, Marcel. Andrea Turner?
Here.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
LaVarne Williams? I don't hear LaVarne.
Not a member of the committee, just the committee members, Teresa.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I did not hear Afia Wangaza. Everyone else is here. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. For the stream, I read the agenda. I apologize. That was roll call and call to order. Item number 2 is approval of agenda, 3 minutes. Approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Review PD hire process, 15 minutes. Review action items, 5 minutes. And a 6, adjourn at 9:15 to executive session. Is there any objection to the agenda as sent out? Okay, hearing none.
Without
can
objection.
I get a motion? Marcel, are you moving to approve the agenda?
Yes, without objection.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Okie dokie. All righty. The next item, which is item number 3, is approval of minutes for 5 minutes. And those were the minutes that Teresa sent out today at 5:04 p.m. my time for November 18th, 2011, December 9th, 2011, December 15th, 2011. Well, those are all executive session, and one January 6th open session. That's the only open session one we have, right, Teresa?
That's correct. All the others have been approved.
Yes.
Actually, except one that was back in April, but I was going to do it today, but then KPFTX is down today.
Okay.
Thank you.
I read the January 6th, and like I said, I'm only seeing out of one I hear. Everything looks okay to me. I didn't see anything that was correct on the open session. Motion to approve that one, please. Is there a motion to approve the January 6th?
I move that we approve the January 6th minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none.
Okay.
That's approved. Okie dokie. All righty. The next item is review PD hire process. Now, the last time we edited number 12, Lydia sent items that she would like to have added to the process. Basically, I just sent that. And including hers, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but it sort of changes the whole process. I sent that at 8:22. Oh, not 8:22, I'm sorry. That's when I sent it to Lydia at 8:51. Do you have that? Marcel is by her computer. How about you, Andrea?
She sent it at 8:51. Okay.
It's from me. No, that's Bill's. Bill, I sent it to you. Also, that was Bill's.
Yeah, just
copy.
A few minutes ago. Right, I got it.
Yeah. But the one I sent to the committee was at 8:46.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to put in the minutes additional people that are on the line? Yes, no.
No, that's not necessary.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lydia is on her way home. So, I know Marcel.
Is this the one from, you sent it to her? Includes the approved
8:46. Let me see if I can.
Minute. Let me just make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm home.
It says yours and my new PD process.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, and the reason I said hers and mine because I was communicating with her because she see what she had, and I tried to include what she has. Now I need to send you what she sent to me, which is what I am looking for. Go to Lydia's folder. There's Lydia. Lydia.
Okay. Yeah, but I wouldn't I wouldn't waste the time on that. Let me dig it out. I'm home now. So.
Oh.
I found it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to send it to you guys so you could see what.
Yeah, I have it. So you have to send it to me.
Well, I need to send you what Lydia sent to me, which I'm sending out now.
Okay.
I just found it. So it happens when you look, when you're seeing with one eye.
And by the way, this whole thing with my not having anything has got to be the Earthlink server because it's not in my email program at home either. So
really, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm cooked. I can't do anything. Meaning
you have to have a
that way.
You have to have a talk with Earthlink. Okay, I just sent it. Did everyone get it?
What's the title of it?
It says Your and My New PD Process. And Lydia's that I just sent just says.
So the only one that doesn't have anything is Lydia. So.
Right. It's just it notes re-PD motion.
Is this different than what you sent out about 8 minutes ago to me?
Yes. What I tried to do was to incorporate what Lydia wrote. I'll send it to you, Bill.
Okay, and I can forward it to Lydia. Maybe it'll go through if it comes from somebody else.
No, I mean, it looks like both on the webmail as well as my email program here at home, everything stops at 3:26 was the last email received. So I'm clearly not receiving anything, and it's not my...
Oh, for me.
Settings or anything,
okay.
It's got to be them. But anyway. Okay.
What I'm going to do, so the folks are on the phone who have it, right? Marcel, did you get it, Marcel?
Yeah, I received something at 8:46. Yeah, motion to Pacifica Foundation Program Director Search Process.
Is that what it says? What? Okay.
That's what it says across the top of mine.
Okay. The one I just sent that says...
Yeah,
8:46,
right?
Exactly. Okay. I have 8:58. All right. So somehow Marcel, the computer likes... My computer likes Marcel's computer, really.
Okay. Okay, here is the last thing I received. It's at 8:58.
Okay.
No. Yeah, I got the 8:58.
Okay,
which
great.
Is 5:59 my time. Yeah.
Right. That's what Lydia sent to me.
Okay.
Okay. So
does Lydia have another? I can forward it to you, Lydia, if you have another email.
I think her server, her something is wrong with her server, so she won't be able to get it. I sent it to her. Now, let's take item number one, and it's 8, well, it's almost 9 o'clock. It says, LSB may create search committee. The motion creating the search committee shall delineate which of the procedures in the process below it decides to delegate to a committee. All right? Then we go to the current number one, which is, I'm sorry, I have to toggle back and forth here.
Nia?
Yes?
I'm sorry, which one are you reading, the revised one?
I just read what you wrote.
Well, what I wrote was to open up with the bylaws.
I did. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what I... Let me tell you what I have and tell me, did I get the gist of what you wanted? Mm-hmm. Okay. The way it started off now, it looks completely different. Does everybody have it? Go to the one that was sent at 8:46, and the subject is your and my new PD process. Do you have that, Teresa?
I have something that's dated, that's 7:47, which is 8:47 your time. It's, and it's forwarded, and it says your and my new PD process. Starts
great.
By saying
that's...
motion to Pacifica Foundation Program Director search process.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have it, Marcel?
I do have it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Maybe between your eyes and my one, then we'll have two eyes. We could try. The way it started off here, trying to incorporate what Lydia has, it says, whereas Article 7, Section 3E of the Foundation's bylaws require that a local station board, and then in parentheses, LSB, and in quotes, screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of station program director, from which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station's program director, end of quote, and allows that the LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. So I think that was a good idea to start off with that. So far, is am I okay, doing okay so far, Lydia, with that? Did we lose Lydia? Oh, boy. I hope not.
No, yeah, I think so. I was on mute. Sorry.
And then after that, I added, be it hereby resolved that the following steps must be taken in sequence to conduct an approved search for a candidate to fill an open position. All references below to quote-unquote national office specifically indicate National Human Resources Worker, if one is in place, or if not, the ED.
Lydia.
Yeah.
So I have long opposed the word must. I don't like that in anything. Yeah, I prefer shall, even though it's
okay.
The same thing, but I prefer. Okay. I don't like must.
If you must, I would change it to shall.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So is that okay with everybody so far?
Are we saying that there is no objection and we're going to change it, the word to shall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Like I said, I'm putting words in Lydia's mouth in some parts here. And then the new number one here is where an LSB creates a search committee. And in parentheses, here and after, and in quote, committee, the LSB shall delineate which of the procedures it intends to delegate. Such a committee shall include a minimum of 7 and a maximum of 11 members consisting of LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, and may also include non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all committee members shall be sent to the national office. I think that paragraph takes into consideration Carolyn's suggestion that non-LSB listener members should be on there because they make contributions, and that included the folks who don't have listener members as part of their committee, that there should be one happy family right there with that particular one. I think that one was approved before. I can't go back and forth with that now.
Nia? Marcia,
yes? Sure.
I have a question. I'm sorry I didn't post this earlier, but
sure.
Of people who are non-LSB listener members and non-LSB staff members, I really would feel more comfortable if they would sign a confidentiality agreement.
Okay. Well, number two, I knew you were thinking that, Marcel. Right underneath that, the new number two is the PNB Personnel Committee will provide a copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and for non-LSB members of a created committee, a confidentiality agreement to be executed by the committee's third meeting. So,
well, that's why I brought it up, Nia. I think it should happen before the third meeting.
Okay.
And this is Lydia. I also think that wherever we have committee, it needs to be subcommittee in keeping with the bylaws language.
It needs to be sub.
The language should read subcommittee. That's fine.
Yeah,
subcommittee. It should.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody signs the confidentiality before we touch anybody's resume or anything. First,
okay.
Who's
on the committee?
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
okay. But the reason I'm saying that,
can you make a motion as to what number meeting you would like to have this in number two?
I'd like to have it by the second meeting. So by the start of the second meeting. If they haven't signed a confidentiality agreement, then I would prefer for them not to continue to sit on the committee because they'll just cause havoc.
Okay, not a problem.
And slow the process.
Okay, so by
and that everybody should sign it?
No, because as LSB members, we're bound by confidentiality anyway. I mean, everybody could do it if they wanted to, but especially the non-LSB listener, the non-LSB members of a created subcommittee. Okay, Lydia, forgive me since I don't have it. Wherever I say it, I promise that I will fix it to read subcommittee, okay? Although I might read committee, I'll try to be cognizant of
that. Yes, point of information, may I ask, what was the time certain we're going to executive session?
I had 9:15, but I think it's important for us to finish this. I could call Andy and tell him I told him I would call him anyway, so he won't have to sit there.
Because here is my recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I do think we should move on into executive session in a timely fashion because wordsmithing is very difficult. We know how long this has taken, right? And, I have other things, other little issues. And so I am wondering if we could meet, if we can exchange emails between now and another brief meeting just to approve the language that we develop by email and we fine-tune and then, either, I don't care, it's the crack of dawn on my time on Saturday or Sunday, I don't care.
Okay. But my predicament is we would need to meet tomorrow because I have to see
because of the...
I want to have this in there. So with meeting tomorrow, if folks want to do that, now that we have it, try to insert what Lydia wrote.
It's not all. The only thing I added so far has been to add the bylaws. But what I raised was the fact that what we haven't developed. Like, if we call this the ultimate procedure, recommended procedure for the PD hire, then what we have failed to do was, and the bylaws actually is specific about it, is that we only are considering the may portion of what the bylaws say. In other words, the committee may which by the bylaws is a committee, may create a subcommittee. And all of our procedures are specific to the subcommittee. None of them are specific to the entire LSC collectively. Very far-fetched that anybody would do that collectively, but at the time that the bylaws were crafted by its strict wording, it's envisioned. So something has to be written up by that, and we don't have the time to delve into that right now.
You did that, Lydia. Yeah, I have all LSB, or we should say subcommittee. When you take a look at it, you'll see that I took that into consideration because it only made sense. So I've already done that.
Well, no, but that's not the simple fix, because the LSB that's already 24 members may not want to then include another, you know, all the non-LSB members and all of the blah
right.
that we have, and have a committee of 35 or whatever it is that we're doing. So we really did not, you know, consider that. We could leave it alone and just let the body raise it, and maybe they won't. I don't know.
Could we say
wordsmithing?
Right. How about it? When you read what I've incorporated, you'll see that that has been addressed, just like Marcel's question came directly after what I wrote.
Oh, okay. Well, just continue, because I'm trying to get into my brother's email and have someone send me the language there. Okay, keep going.
Well, I actually prefer what you said originally, that everybody has this. You'll get it tomorrow, and we meet tomorrow night.
But it's not a notice meeting. I had forgotten about that.
Maybe we can have a continuation meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. Is that okay with everybody? We have a meeting tomorrow night.
So, I don't have a problem meeting tomorrow.
Are we talking about 5 or still at 5:30 Pacific time or what? 8:30 your time?
Yeah. Okay. Is 5:30 too soon?
Could we all just read this and then make some of the corrections and email each other so we could just get this over with?
Yeah, and I would like to move that we have it at 6 Pacific time and keep the meeting to an hour. Whatever we don't have by 7 Pacific, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lydia, can you go in and make your changes, final changes on everything?
Said, I'm not receiving anything so far, so I'm trying to get into my brother's webmail.
But you receive it at work.
Yeah.
Right.
And since you receive it at work, you could go in and make those changes so that we don't have to elucidate on every point.
Either. That's why I'm saying first link server obviously is down because I don't get it in either place.
Right.
Address. But I'll give you some alternate emails, Andrea, so that you can send me what you've received from Nia.
Okay.
I'll send you something. Thanks.
Okay. So, Marcel, are you okay with meeting at 9 tomorrow night?
I'll try to be on the phone by 9. I may be a few minutes late. I have a 7:00 meeting, so I may be a few minutes.
I could do it at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 your time. I'm good with that.
That would be better for me because I have a 7:00 meeting.
Is that good, Andrea? 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's not try to push because, like I said, when we're done, I have to finish writing the report. So that means Friday all day I'll be doing that. Okay? Okay, so 9:30 tomorrow night. Okay. So could I get a motion to adjourn to a continued
adjourn? Wait a minute.
Don't hang up.
Okay.
Teresa's.
Let me see if I understand this correctly.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So Lydia has moved that we continue this meeting tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And if I understand this correctly, we have just approved number 1 and number 2 and changing all references to committee to subcommittee and changing executed by the start of the second subcommittee meeting. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page so I can make a notation that what we approved before we adjourned.
Okay. Nia, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill?
You don't need me for this tomorrow, I guess, right? You just need to work on that motion?
No, I just need you to stay on for right now. I have 4 minutes to call Andy. So I hear a motion to adjourn. It's now...
Motion
to
adjourn.
And I need the executive session code so they can email it to me.
Otis? Otis.